It is the latest edition of the Gio and Jones After Party, our post-Thanksgiving wrap-up spectacular.
Spectacular.
But there's only two of us.
That's right.
Not named Gio or Jones from the Gio and Jones radio program, Monday through Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern on CBS Sports Radio, cbssportsradio.com, or your radio.com app. You've already heard Mike. I'm Andrew. There is no Pete this week. I repeat, there's no Pete.
Yeah, no PDB this week. Just the two of us.
What Republican convention is Pete at today?
The one in his head.
Is he giving a speech with confetti falling around him, saying things are wonderful over and over again, rousing applause from the Ohio delegation? What's that like in his head, you think?
I'm not sure, but it is just the two of us. We do miss Peter Bellotti. He always brings such wonderful insight. Why is Pete not here today?
I don't really officially know. We had some issues scheduling again when all three of us would be free.
Mm-hmm.
We've settled upon Friday morning. Pete is here, but he asked off, said I'm not around this week, basically from the get-go.
Right.
So I don't know.
I guess I created the conflict a little bit because I could not do Wednesday. I could not do Thursday with doctor's appointments. So I sort of stuck it to Friday, and Pete can't do the podcast till noon, and that's just way too late for Friday.
Now, how are all your appointments working out? Are you healthy?
I'm good. Health
Teeth
is good.
Are good.
Teeth are cleaned up. I had a terrible dentist in Long Island,
mm-hmm.
and I had a cavity, so I got a filling, but the filling fell out, so I had to get the filling smoothed out.
Okay.
So I went to my New Jersey dentist. No surprise, way better.
You're just all about New Jersey, huh?
This is tremendous.
Is it
though?
I
love New Jersey. It is.
It's New Jersey.
But it's great.
How are those gas prices?
They're a little bit up, but they're still lower than New York's.
Yeah.
Everything in my life is so much easier now being in New Jersey. The commute. Well, that's about it. But that is a big one.
But the commute could have been made easier by still staying in Long Island. You still chose to go to Jersey.
Yes and no, because the LIE going home is a nightmare.
That's true.
It is easier to go through the tunnels in New Jersey, get across to the other side. And besides that, it's just a nicer area. The people are better. The area is just nicer.
Yeah.
The buildings are better. I mean, really a shithole there in Long Island.
Not all of it. I like where I live in Long Island. But I did have a long battle as a New Yorker just by nature. You're not supposed to like New Jersey.
But it's nice if you actually check it out. People don't know that.
That's the next part of my point, is that when I became an adult and had to actually, you know, contemplate adult things like taxes and real estate and commuting and bus passes and railroads, New Jersey makes a lot of sense. My wife could not counter that same epiphany. So that's why we live in Long Island.
Your loss. My friend Brian's there. Brian Jones, the host.
Is he your friend?
Jones. Yeah. Very close friends.
How
personal
often
friends.
Are you guys hanging out now that you share a state?
3 to 4 times a day.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Me and Beej hang out all the time. Sometimes we go for lunch together after the show. It's always great. We've had early dinners together.
Mm-hmm.
Big fan of happy hours with Brian.
Right.
Sundays are a must.
Sundays are for the boys.
We go to his house 1 week and mine the next. We've had a great time. To be honest, I've never seen the guy outside of this building once in my life.
Right. Yeah. And everyone knew that.
Yeah.
No one thought you guys actually were hanging out.
We're not friends.
I was the only person asked to hang out with Brian, and I messed that up.
Yeah, do you regret that?
I mean, I guess a little. But the hesitation is, and the story was, I was working a Division II college lacrosse game, because why wouldn't I have been, in Hoboken on a Saturday, and he, in passing, was like, we should hang out afterwards, and I didn't think he was being
serious.
Truthful until that day, where he's like, what time are you coming over? And I wasn't really prepared and couldn't stay in New Jersey for any longer. And he has held that against me. I still don't think he actually meant, when are you coming over? Had I said I'll be there in 20 minutes, I think his response would have been, I'm just kidding, man. I'm not even home.
Well, Brian's a very complicated person.
Yeah.
And sometimes you don't know when he's joking around, being serious, what he means. He's very complicated. I think in that case, he actually wanted you to come over. But how are you supposed to read him and get the signs when he's all over the place? And it's impossible. So
impossible.
I don't blame you. But boy, that would have been interesting. I guess you would have had a lot of drinking.
Yeah, he said they were going to be Fraulein's coming over, whatever those are.
Like, what does that mean?
Those are women. I think that's how you say women in German.
Yeah, but he's married.
And so am I. And even if I wasn't, I have zero game for the level of woman that would be hanging out around Brian Jones on a Saturday in Hoboken.
You have plenty of game. You'd actually be refreshing. Because you'd be so different than Brian.
I don't think that would go, that wouldn't last that long.
You have funny, sophisticated humor and jokes. I could see you wooing a lady.
Yeah, but not that kind of lady.
Okay, fair.
Yeah, thank you. I'm not saying that I'm completely useless.
Right.
But I'm talking about that caliber of woman. I'm not sure she would, my positive points would really be that appealing to her.
Yeah.
But speaking
of, I'm in my brain, I'm just thinking of like your witty, sarcastic lines you would have on her and her just giving you this stare like, huh?
Yeah.
Pastor Cavassier, woman.
Right. That would go over much better than me being me in that scenario.
I can teach you some things.
Oh, really?
No.
I didn't think so. Now, during one of the shows this week, we randomly, and we never do this, ended up spending a couple of minutes as a group making fun of you. I forget the specific reason behind it.
Just the job in general.
Right. Why you have it, why they gave it to you.
Yeah. That kind of Greg stuff. Referenced back to, I don't know how we got here. Something about my play-by-play into applying for the job and how Greg sees me sometimes in the morning and I'm just like, bleh.
Right.
And then that got into Brian saying something to the extent of, oh, I would think back to that interview and we pretty much screwed that up.
Right. Yeah, it was off of Boomer and Carton here in New York, and FAN had called an Islander game as a goof this week.
Yes,
and that
exactly,
got to
right.
Like, what kind of play-by-play would you do? Mike did play-by-play. Anyway, as we're going back and forth, and you're talking, and you're in the room, and Pete's not here to defend himself now or explain himself, but you're in the control room together, so when your mic goes on, Pete can be heard. And as you're defending yourself and taking these shots, there is Pete with this just evil giggle. He really likes when things don't go well for you.
Yes. Not
in a necessarily mean way.
I don't
but
think he really does. I don't like really.
Yeah.
But he does get off a little bit on it.
Yeah, he does.
It appeared like it. Is that what you thought?
Yeah, I just don't know exactly where it comes from. I think Pete likes.
I don't think it has anything to do with me, really.
No, I don't think he like wishes ill on you, but when it appears,
right,
I think
not?
He enjoys it.
Right, it's kind of like he's not going to go. It's like when free food appears at the radio station.
Right,
like, I wouldn't think to buy that, but it's here.
Yeah,
I might as well indulge.
It's 8:30. Should I have a quesadilla? I probably should because it's free.
Yes, exactly.
That
was over the top though by everybody. I thought.
Yeah.
Do you think it wasn't? I don't.
I think it's been much worse.
I can't tell when it's being when they're being honest and when it's joking around. I don't know.
Yeah, I can tell you. Brian's being honest. Greg isn't always.
So that was Brian being honest?
I think there's always truth in what Brian says. I think Greg will, and I'll do this too, will stir the pot by saying
because
things that
knows.
We know will bother you.
Yeah, and right.
There's no filters on Brian.
Yeah, I'm going to filter myself now, but I have some other comments, but I will filter myself now.
Will you say those things delicately or in a different podcast? Will you tweet them? Nothing.
No,
they're just
nothing.
Staying inside your glorious head.
Yes.
All right.
I will tell you off the mic.
Really?
Yeah.
Should we do that right now, like a quick break, or should we?
We can if you'd like.
No,
you're that interested.
I'll probably wait.
It's your call.
Deep dive into somebody's psychology.
It's not, I've probably said this to you before. It's not that interesting.
All right. How was your Thanksgiving?
It was great. We hosted. It
yes.
was a lot of fun. We had 11 total people. We made the turkey. We made all the fixings. It was a lot of fun. Everything went well.
Who made the turkey?
My wife and my mother.
Okay.
And we made a beautiful turkey.
Your wife and your mother?
Yes.
Not your wife and her mother?
No, my mom.
So there was cross-family work there. That's good.
Yeah, her parents weren't there.
Okay.
It was just my family, aunts and uncles and cousins and their significant other. Also, my sister was there. And everything went really well. Everybody loved the new house. They were mm-hmm. very impressed. They couldn't believe that I could own something like that.
Right.
And I said, well, a lot of it did not have to do with me.
Right.
But we had a great time. It was very nice. I liked hosting because then when you were done, you just kind of sat there. You didn't have to go anywhere.
Right.
That was very nice.
Yeah, I would much rather clean up my house than have to like get back in a car and drive a long time Thanksgiving night to go back somewhere else.
It took like 2 days to clean that kitchen because we just did not have the dishwasher space.
Right. But everything went well.
Everything went
no
well.
No goofiness, no misspellings, no dropping of side dishes.
Nothing. I did everything. You know what? I'm a great host. And my wife did a fantastic job as well.
Yeah.
So mad props to Jess. She was awesome.
When you say you're a great host, is it from the same place as when you say you're a great traveler? Because we've learned that you're not a great traveler.
Oh, my. I am such a good damn traveler. I'm so sick of that. Because I had one bad moment. You're going to say I'm not a good traveler. That is just hogwash.
You had one bad trip.
Oh, jeez.
You were
I'm a great trip. I don't want to rehash it. It makes me very angry. We're not going there. How was your Thanksgiving?
It was good. We almost actually, we almost had a miscue. We didn't have the oven on hot enough at first. Like the first 45 minutes of the turkey were supposed to be at like 400 and then drop it to 350. Like, you know, you want to crisp the skin early, I guess. And it wasn't hot enough at first. I don't know what we did wrong. So we
should have had me.
So then we had a little bit of an issue at the end because the turkey wasn't done when it was supposed to be. So we, you know, we really straddled the.
So you gave people raw turkey?
No. It was on the way to being dry, like overcooked.
And was it?
It was 90% good. There were a couple of spots that
the breast was probably dry. That's usually
the first that goes.
Yeah.
It was still good, but it was not impressively perfect. Yeah. Last year, my wife had it on the nose. This year, it was a little.
Well, the problem is it's a once a year adventure, so like to get it perfect.
Yeah,
I mean it takes at least 20 years, right? I don't know.
Not 20. And our battle too is we have an old stove, so I've never been sure that the actual temperature is the actual temperature in the oven.
Oh well, that's an issue.
Yeah,
I put on 5 pounds in the last week.
You look it.
Really?
No. But people keep telling me I look thin, which I'm taking all
credit
for.
Maybe it's because everybody else is getting fatter around you.
I'll take it.
So you're thinning out based on that. I'm getting fat.
Whatever it is, I'll take
it. Pete looks great. He looks the same. He's good. So I don't know what that is.
Mm.
Well, you do look. I think it's the hair. It's the hair and the beard.
I am growing my hair, and my hair is as long as it's been since, like, high school.
You like that?
Almost.
You look like more mature.
Thank you. It's not exactly long enough yet to do with it what I want to do. In fact,
uh-oh.
I'm going to get my hair cut today.
So is it more of a trim?
Well, here's my dilemma. So the way I want it to be is like borderline, like too trendy, too hipster for my liking. Like I don't want to look like I'm trying too hard. I mean, I'm 36 and like 10 months old. Like I'm old and I'm not cool. I got kids. I don't want to look like I'm having like some kind of midlife crisis and I should be living in like Williamsburg, Brooklyn.
Yeah. You could pull it off too.
So my barber suggested because this is a really, really annoying conversation. So like the natural part in my hair isn't far enough over. So he actually wants to shave a part, which is like the new thing to do now. If you look at people like our old friend Kenny Brock, I'm telling you this because you'll remember him. He's got a big, like, waft of hair that he gels and combs, like, back and over. And it starts from a shaved-in part.
So that shaved-in part is not your natural part. They create it?
Depending on where your hair is. Some people have the ability to do that naturally. Other people don't.
So you're going to do that?
I don't know. He wants to do it because it'll make my hair more manageable, I guess. But I think when he does it, I'm going to look terrible.
Ridiculous.
And then I'm gonna like shave my head to start from scratch again.
It'd be so good for this show if you came in with your hair hipster looking like that. What does your wife think?
Well, my wife likes my hair in general, but I don't know how she would feel.
Do it. Does she know about this option?
A little bit, yeah.
Do it.
I mean,
is it this weekend?
It's today.
Oh, can I get a picture later?
Did I send you a picture? The last time the first time I got like this official haircut, because I was growing, letting my hair grow long for a while, and it finally was long enough to do something with it. And you know, they always are like, do you want gel in your hair or whatever? And I never do, because I don't wear gel to begin with.
Yeah.
But I wanted to see how he was going to style it.
So where is this photo from?
This photo is, I don't know, within the last month. So this is what he did for me. Where's my photos here.
So wait, this is what it looked like and then he changed it?
No, this is it. This is how he would do it, like, normally, if it was his head. Like, look at how Mad Men my hair is there.
Oh, yeah.
With the gel and the combing and it's way off my head.
You should do it.
So, but you see here how the part is there? It's supposed to be, like, out here, so my whole top of my head is, like, going to the side.
Right.
And I think that's going to look too...
young.
To everything. Too young, just, too trendy, too hipster, too, like, I'm trying too hard.
Oh, just do it. I think it would look good. You should do it. Take a chance.
Yeah?
Do it.
Don't do it.
No, I'm being honest. Do it. I think it would look cool. I think you should give it a shot. I mean, what's the worst that happens? It's a bad haircut.
And I have to just buzz
it. And you do it again. Yeah. No big deal. Go for it. Take a chance in life. Why not?
Why not?
I mean,
live a little.
Live a little. Get the haircut.
What did our friend Rich Ackerman say in the news this morning? We're all going to die soon?
Yeah, I said, oh, this was a really fast week. He goes, why does it all matter? We're all going to die soon. I was like, okay. Really, valid point.
Really positive outlook on things.
On Death Star.
Yeah, and he's normally a happy-go-lucky, you know, live life to the fullest kind of guy. So that really came out of nowhere.
Yeah, he's been cursing a lot today.
He also has this weird throat-clearing thing that is starting to drive me nuts.
That's been for a while, though, right?
Yeah, but only recently have I noticed it. I don't know if it's picked up its intensity or it's like
probably
it's happening
you're just
more often.
Noticing it more.
Yeah. So you're in for the haircut.
I'm in for the haircut. I believe you should do it. I think it'd be a good look. I think the worst case scenario is it didn't go well.
Right.
You move on. They fix it up. I think you go for it. I think you take a chance.
Well, you'll see tomorrow.
Yeah.
We're going to a wedding tomorrow, so there'll be pictures online.
Oh, wow. Right into it. Right. Whose wedding?
One of my oldest friends. The guy who I went crazy bachelor party.
Where's the wedding?
In Long Island. Okay. Actually, at the same reception hall that mine was at.
Oh, nice.
Different room, but the same place.
Hotel or go back?
We're going to go home. We're going to Uber back and save some money.
We'll get the Uber. Be safe. Yeah. I have the in-laws in town this weekend.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
So they couldn't make it for Thanksgiving, but they're here now?
Mm-hmm.
You're making another big meal for them? Or
actually, we are cooking tonight.
Interesting. They're here right now.
They'll be here in like 5-6 hours. They'll be here mid-afternoon Friday.
And is Jess already home, or she also...
She's home. She's been home all week.
Whoa.
She hasn't been on the road in 3 weeks.
What happened?
End of the year, I guess.
Are not things okay that you're all together for this long?
Yeah, everything's nice.
No, it's not like overwhelming that you're actually fully a couple and roommates?
No, love is
in the air?
Is in the air. It's been very nice. Cleaner house.
Right.
You know, when she's gone, the dishes pile up.
Right.
As we know. We've crossed that bridge.
I can't believe she's been home for 3 weeks. Is this a record? I feel like it is.
It is since the new job, yeah.
That's crazy.
It is a record.
When is her next trip?
I don't think she has one set yet. I think
really?
The end of the year is for her business is different.
Right.
The way sales works. You know, I don't know.
Is she still talking to Connor and Tad and Riley while she's home?
She talks to her
business traveling partners?
Yeah, I don't like when you do that. It hurts. It's offensive.
To whom?
To me.
I'm sure nothing's happening.
I don't think so. I mean, now it's in my head, I guess.
Am I making you like stress eat with these things? Is that why you're thinking you're gaining some weight?
No. I'm gaining weight because my hours suck.
Yeah, they really do.
I do think that I've gained weight with these hours because my sleep is just terrible. I think I'm eating an extra meal a day.
Yeah.
Because you're up for another 6 hours longer. You're taking maybe a mini nap. And my metabolism slowing down as I become an older man.
Yeah, no, you're right. The extra meal thing is a major obstacle.
Yeah, like right now, it's like we should be having lunch at 9 o'clock. That should be our lunchtime.
Right.
But we're having it at way too late, and then it's just the whole thing's a mess. It really is. It's just a mess.
But we love it.
There's the stress.
Yeah, there it is. Mike doesn't love it right now.
I feel like we're in a good rhythm with it, but
I got messed up by Thanksgiving.
Depressed?
No. Being home for 5 straight days and 5 straight like legitimate nights of sleep.
Oh.
When we came back Monday, I've been so tired this week because I think I was just off long enough to get out of the rhythm. Oh. Not that you get used to the 3 a.m. wake up, but there is some kind of pattern that develops.
I agree.
And I got thrown off, and I'm an absolute mess. And the last 2 nights I've been up late working college basketball, so I cannot wait to go to sleep at some whenever it happens this afternoon or tonight.
Even nap in the mix?
I don't know. It's tough.
Take one.
It's possible.
Celebrate your haircut with a nap.
See, the thing is, though, like when I take a nap, I want to take a nap, and it's hard. Like I'd rather not nap than nap for like 45 minutes.
That's
I want to nap for like 2+ hours.
Well, I napped yesterday for 45 minutes, and my wife actually had to wake me up because I overslept my alarm for my dentist appointment.
Oof.
And I was all out of it.
Yeah.
Then I went. It was actually good, though, because you go to get your, go to the dentist, and I was still a little woozy.
Yeah.
It's like, ugh. I'm tired.
All right. Let's go take a nap. Let's go have our second lunch of the day. Great job today, Pete. Really. spectacular performance.
Wonderful. It was wonderful.
It was wonderful. No guarantees that all three of us will be here next week, but at least two of us probably will. And as always, hear the full radio show Monday through Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern on CBS Sports Radio, CBSSportsRadio.com, and your radio.com app. And if you want to relive or hear for the first time all previous editions of this little show right below this one.
That's used to.
Wherever you are finding us. So for Quiet Pete and from Mike, I'm Andrew. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next time back here at the After Party.